Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. What are you struggling with? Well, let's talk about it. We're going to talk about it on this show. You want to talk about diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, depression, anxiety? Want to learn how to lose 30 pounds? Well, call me. We'll talk about it. We'll come up with strategies and new ways to go to the next level in your health and with your life. You can go online, getwellradio.com. You want some information there? All the info is there. Also, if you're looking for a provider in your area that does a lot of what we talk about here, or you're looking for someone in that genre, you go to our website, getwellradio.com, or call the number, and our great team members will get you the help that you need. We're going to go to Margie now to kick it off. Hi, Margie.
Hello.
How can I help, darling? What's going on?
Yeah, I have a 17-year-old. He has a rare parathyroid issue.
Okay.
Where he doesn't absorb his calcium. So he's been taking high doses of calcitriol and calcium.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything in addition that maybe one day he doesn't have to take that, or that will help his situation?
It just depends. It really does. I mean, cause it would, with a parathyroid condition like that, you have to, it's kind of a wait and see kind of deal. So, I mean, the doctors, how often is he going in to see his, I guess, pediatrician, being 17?
Yeah, I mean, he goes about every six months, but he's had this about 5 years.
Yeah. Has it improved much?
They just keep him on it so he doesn't have seizures, you know.
Yeah, I understand. It's one of those deals, it's a wait and see. It really is. So there's no, like, from the natural side of things, there's no wonder supplement or wonder pill or certain superfood that'll make him, you know, that's just groundbreaking, okay? But if you're doing the right kind of things, he's eating a really good diet. Is he eating really healthy, or?
No.
He's not? Well, he's a typical 17-year-old, right?
Yeah, he did wonderful up until about a year ago, and then, yeah.
Did he do wonderful because he had a lot of hope, and then finally he got frustrated and said, the heck with it, I'm just going to eat it what I want?
He just. I guess it's a teenage thing.
Yeah. I guess it's hard being mom, too. It almost feels like you're nagging him if you start telling him all these things, right?
Yes. What about a multiple vitamin of some sort with that?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. All that's fine. I mean, he can take a multivitamin. He can take digestive enzymes. He can take probiotics and fish oil. But none of it is going to be the silver bullet to make everything turn around and be perfect.
Okay.
But those are all great things to do. But if his diet's terrible, there's not a supplement in the world that can help him at a high level.
Terrible, but it could be better, I guess I should say. But he drinks a lot of sodas, which he's not supposed to.
Yeah, see, I mean, those kind of things on a regular basis over and over and over again add up to cause some, or not really cause any major issues, but is holding him back. So if there's anything that would hold him back from getting better, it would be a really poor diet. So if he's eating sodas a lot, eating, you know, fast food, processed carbohydrates, a lot of sugar, if he's eating those kind of foods on a regular basis, like if you would tell me, yeah, he eats about 70% junk food and about 30% healthy food, then we got a lot of things to work on. And if you want to undo anything, if you could undo that, and, you know, the challenge is being mom. You know, and it's tough being mom, especially with a 17-year-old, without them feeling like you're kind of nagging on them. Even though you love them and care about them, you just want the best for them. So I would, I mean, what's his response when you talk to him about his health or what he eats and that sort of thing? Is he responsive to it?
Yeah, he just doesn't care. But is there anything that he can, like, is there anything to go along with that might speed up the process of him with his parathyroid?
No, I mean, that's the thing. And what the doctors have him on is really the best protocol, you know, at this point. But his diet, if he doesn't change his diet, you want something to speed up his healing process, his diet has to be very, very good. So let me tell you what that means, okay? And my book is called Empowering Your Health. And in that, they've got what's, we're going to have what's called the anti-inflammatory diet. And it's basically a balance of lean quality proteins like chicken, fish, beef, eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and good healthy fats, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, those kind of things. So if he balances out his meals, and there's all kinds of ways to prepare this, but if he balances out his meals with the right kind of nutrients, getting the junk food out of his life, you know, for the most part, 10% junk food, 90% health food, okay, then that's where you'll see a big change, because what you do on a daily basis over and over again is where you're going to yield the best results. And I know he doesn't get that because time is kind of irrelevant when you're 17. And if he can start making better choices that way and using some of the basic supplementation along with it, such as a good whole food multivitamin like you're talking about, okay, digestive enzymes to help break his food down, fish oil to give him, especially cod liver oil, vitamin A, vitamin D, and his omega-3 fats, and probiotics. I mean, that's just going to give good general overall health. But his doctor that he's working with needs to know about that, and I would kind of mention some of these things to him. Have they not mentioned to you about getting with maybe a nutritionist or a dietitian during this process?
No.
No?
I do all that here at the house. I just was wondering if they could, you know, like if there was, is the calcitriol safe for him to take? I mean, it's synthetic.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's what the doctors have in mind. You don't want to, technically, is it safe? Yes. I mean, all this research and studies and all that behind it are solid. Have they checked his vitamin D? What's his vitamin D doing?
They just regulate his medicine so it stays at a normal range.
Normal range.
Yeah,
I mean, you got to go with what they tell you. I know what you're looking for. You're looking for what's the one thing we can take to change it, but there's not. It's, I'm telling you, the diet and his lifestyle factors are more important than just about anything. Because what they're doing from a medical perspective is pretty much what we call standard of care. And with that sort of thing, it's, you know, they're doing the right stuff. And I agree with it. So I would stay steady with that. If you could fight any battle, it would be getting him to eat a really, really clean diet. And I think that's your biggest, the thing you're going to be up against the most. And finding a way to do that and encourage him, even maybe get somebody else involved, like another practitioner that's a third party that he can see face to face, probably a guy, because he'll probably receive it from a guy a little bit better, especially at 17. And so you might want to find maybe a physician or a nutritionist that's a guy in your area that could maybe talk some sense to him, you know, from that side, and could be a third party. That way it's not mom just kind of laying things out there and playing nutritionist at home. And sometimes it's received a little bit better. And, you know, it's just, that's no knock to you. It's just the way it is. I was a stubborn 17-year-old, and there's been plenty of us out there. So we're going to listen to who we want to listen to, and especially when you've got a health challenge at 17, you know, that makes things a little bit more difficult too. But keep me posted on how things go, and if you need anything else, you can always call me, okay? We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk Radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 and get the natural pain relief alternative.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 12th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1737.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1780.72, $890.36 for a half ounce, or $445.18 for a quarter ounce. That's $1780.72, $890.36, and $445.18.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. How will you bet your life? Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late?
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Bye.
lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out online at getwellradio.com. You can send me an email there. Be glad to make it part of the show. If you're looking for one of our providers in your area, just give us a call. Of course, at our office during the day, our team members will be glad to help you. Or you can go online at getwellradio.com and check it out there. Got information there to find whomever you need. Great team that we're growing around the country. And, of course, we've got one of our top seminars coming up. It's a live event. It's going to be a three-day event coming up in Asheville, North Carolina. So more information on that, go to attaintotalwellness.com. You can check it out. Let's go to Joel now. Hi, Joel.
How you doing?
Man, I am better than yesterday. What's cooking?
That's two of us. Well, what I've got a situation back in April. I lost a brother to lung cancer on April 20th. And a month later, I lost another brother. 2 months later, I lost another brother to cancer. And a month after that, another brother that I was in charge of had had a wreck and had several years had been in a nursing home and had dementia and died suddenly. So my question was on the vitamin D, which I'm dealing with quite a bit of stress and grief right now.
I'm sure.
The body normally, you know, how much vitamin D would a person, you know, have to take for the body to, you know, naturally do its healing through a situation like that?
Well, it just depends. I mean, you know, the numbers are between 30 and 100 on the blood test, so those are the normal ranges. I always, and this is just my own personal opinion through the research I've seen and read, is I really think that on the upper end of the range is where I keep my own personal levels of vitamin D. And you know, you tend to do a lot better from bone density to your mood, you know, when you keep it in the upper end of the range. So, you know, that's my kind of thought to the whole deal. And I've read quite a bit of research on that too. Some doctors don't really care. They just, as long as you're inside the range, like if it was down at 40, a lot of docs are okay with that. I just personally think that you notice a huge difference when it's up around, you know, the 80 or 90 mark. So, but, you know, that's no guarantee that it's going to lift a lot of the feelings that you have now just because of the grieving process. And that's a whole different animal, and it's tough to go through. I mean, that's extremely hard. But it definitely is definitely a help. And your fish oil, like cod liver oil, that's going to be important, too, to really keep brain function at a peak level. Now, you're not taking any meds now, are you?
I'm a diabetic, too, but...
I'm talking about brain. Anything for depression?
No.
Okay. Has it been bad? Have you felt like in a funk really bad, or has it come and go?
And goes.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be okay, and then all of a sudden it hit me, you know.
That's normal.
That's why I called. I listen to your channel all the time, and listen to your show quite a bit. I listen to a lot of things that you do say on the show, you know, about vitamin D, so.
It's a big one. It is. You know, I think that one thing that's really important is, you get your body as strong as you can nutritionally, okay? And the basics when you're dealing with depression, you want to get, you know, really good diet. You want to get gluten out of your system. That's always a big one because it's pretty strong on brain chemistry. And gluten is a protein in all the grains. I talk about it a lot. So your breads, your pastas, your cereals, and your crackers. Now, the tough part about that is that many people lean toward those kind of foods because they're comfort foods, right? So gluten is all in the comfort foods, but if you can get rid of those foods out of your body for about 8 weeks, it really does make a difference in positive effect in brain chemistry many times. So that's not documented, and that's not standard medical research. That's more on the alternative side, but it does. It makes a big difference. So that would be good. I mean, your vitamin D, like you're talking about, is great research on that, and also your fish oils. So, I mean, those are things you can definitely begin to work on. I'll tell you what, you know, there's a strong link between our gut health as far as our digestive tract and the way our brain functions. So just looking at probiotics and using those every day, they found that keeping probiotics and keeping a good bacterial flora can make a big difference too. So that might be something you want to do a little research on and look into. But at the same time, you know, I would consider if it doesn't lift in a while. There's nothing wrong if you have to take some of the medication for serotonin. I mean, you can do things like 5-HTP as a supplement, vitamin B6, P5P, which is a version of B6. You can do those, but you don't want to do those with medicine. So if you go, I would go talk to your doctor and just, if it doesn't lift, and if you have to take something very light for maybe a couple of months, it's not that big of a deal. If it'll keep you steady where you can function and don't have any real hard lows, then, you know, the grieving time will pass. And you never forget. You know, I don't think that ever goes away, but the grieving time will pass. And the great thing about medicine in this kind of situation is because your subconscious mind is driving so much of it that you can get your body strong nutritionally, but many times it really won't block out a lot of what you're feeling. And that's why the medications can help for a period of time. Then once your body gets strong and you work through the grieving process, you keep your body nutritionally strong. And then when you do come off the medicine, then, you know, your body can function at a decent level. You've gone through the grieving process, but you've also built up your nutrition. So that is a possibility. And again, you know, your doctor needs to walk you through all that. This is just a conversation. I'm not trying to play doctor for you, but it does make a big difference. It's all about good common sense. And when you're going through something like this, sometimes the medicine really can't help. And I'm as much of a natural guy as I'll shoot you straight on the medical side too, on wisdom. It's all about wisdom. So just look into some of these things and keep me posted, okay? We'll be right back.
Folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Tatler reusable canning lids. Sun Oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Go online, getwellradio.com. Send me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. And if you're looking for our providers in your area, trying to find someone nearby that can help, just go to getwellradio.com, or you can call the number, of course, and talk to one of our team members, and they can help you find someone right around the corner. So whatever you're dealing with, it doesn't matter. So if you're looking to deal with high blood pressure or diabetes or depression, anxiety, whatever it is, there's ways to handle things naturally. And that's what we talk about a lot here on the show. It's all about lifestyle. So if you're looking for obesity, you're dealing with being overweight, you don't know where to start, don't know where to begin, we want to help you go to that next level. Because you can. You don't have to be stuck where you are. You really don't. Question for the day is brought to you by Gene Me. Now, of course, you know you probably hear me talk a lot about this, but I really am excited about what Gene Me is doing. You can go to their website at getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me. And the real deal with Gene Me is they're doing genetic assessments now, genetic nutritional assessments. So different than blood work, which this is just really cool. They're actually going in. It's a simple test. You can actually do it and mail it in. And they swab in, you swab the inside of your cheek. Very easy. Doesn't hurt or anything. The cells are then taken and they can actually see your genetic blueprint of what you need nutritionally. So all the weak links that are in your DNA can be found, and you can actually find out what to take nutritionally for that. But GME, literally, their scientists and researchers, they're cracking that genetic code to make a huge difference in your health, and that genetic assessment is powerful, and they've got special offers and that sort of thing. So check out the website. Go to getgeneme.me. Check that out. And our question for the day is coming from Gladys in Auburn, Georgia. She says, what is a good diet for dealing with rosacea? Well, that's a great, great question, because rosacea, being a form of acne but having some autoimmune component to it, is a bit of a challenge. You're going to find the root of that being in inflammation, of course. And so an anti-inflammatory-based food plan is a great way to go. And you, of course, simply follow that in my book, which is called Empowering Your Health, that you can get that entire food plan in there, and it makes a huge difference in your overall health. Lean quality proteins, chicken, fish, beef, eggs, your lower glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then your good healthy fats, your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, and the like can make a big difference. So all of those, to say, literally can be your starting point. And then you can kind of go to that next level. But, yeah, that's where you begin, right there. And once you start down that path, literally with things like fish oil, probiotics, which can help heal the gut, ginger root tea, which can make a big difference. And I like even people that deal with rosacea, I've always liked ginger root itself, like getting the actual ginger root, cutting it up, and just eating it with meals tends to make a real powerful tool. And also burdock root is also known to be helpful with rosacea and these sorts of things. But again, health food store folks will be able to help you depending on where you are, and they can give you some great recommendations along the way. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Jim, you're next with us. How can I help?
I talked to you a while back, and my condition deals with the endocrine system. I had a pituitary tumor the last time I talked to you. And I went down to Emory in Atlanta, and I had the tumor was about 3 centimeters, and the tumor was removed. But I wanted to ask you, my doctor has me on thyroid medication, thyroid hormone, and also hydrocortisone. I wanted to ask you, what are the chances of the gland of my body making those hormones again?
Okay, so they've got you on. Say those again.
They've got me on thyroxine for the thyroid,
okay.
And they got me on hydrocort for the adrenal. And I did go through a adrenal attack before the surgery back in April and May. And I was hydrocort deficient because the pituitary is, as you know, is the master gland of the body, and it tells
right.
the thyroid and
tells them everything to do. Right.
So
you're wanting to know,
if
everything's shut down, or is it going to begin to work again on its own, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What are the chances of the pituitary, coming back to regain function?
It depends. I mean, it all depends. And again, it's very tough to say, well, this percentage of the time it will happen, or this percentage. I mean, it's very tough to say that. The best thing you can hope for in a situation like this is to support the body as best you can. Are you nutritionally, are you eating very well?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I figured you would be. So now's the time to really go after it, really, really at a high level. You know, supplementation is important, but your diet's going to be very important too. And supporting the pituitary, supporting the thyroid. I mean, think about the foods that support thyroid function. So you've got coconut oil. You want to stay away from cruciferous vegetables. L-tyrosine, iodine, those are all things that support it, but you got to be very careful. You don't want to just start taking a bunch of supplements, especially when you're taking any kind of medication whatsoever for a certain area, like the thyroid. Now, the other thing, too, that you have to look at, like for the adrenals, is you can do things to support the adrenal glands. You can avoid red meat, red wine. You avoid processed foods, which you're probably doing a lot of that anyway. Red meat's not bad for you technically, but it can cause issues if you've got adrenal issues. So a lot of times it's good to avoid it just for a short period of time until things can kind of get stabilized. But, you know, the adrenal glands a lot of times will come back around a little bit more than the thyroid would as far as a pace goes. But again, it's tough to say. So the best hope you can have is to really push hard and just maintain what you're doing, you know, and make sure that you're eating well and you stay solid with that. Exercise is going to be important too. So get into a good, you know, just a good lifestyle regimen. And then you have to just see where the body's going to land, especially when you've been through this, you know, dealing with the pituitary at this level. You know, the main thing is you just want to support the body as best you can. And that sounds kind of generic, but it's true. I mean, there's no silver bullet to come in and say, oh, yeah, you do this and everything's going to turn around. You know, there's just not. But you maintaining really good lifestyle habits during this process is going to be one of the best things that you or anyone else could do for you. So that's kind of the gist of it, in my opinion, of what needs to happen. So, I mean, you keep me posted on how things are going. I definitely want to hear about it. You can always email me, too, there at Get Well Radio. Okay? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio. Let's go to Aaron. Hi, Aaron.
Well, I'm middle-aged, 49, and okay. Curious what I can do for mostly low libido and low energy. I don't know if I call it low energy because I'm pretty high strung, but mostly low libido kind of related.
It's a big topic, Aaron. I mean, it really is. I mean, there's a couple of things. Guys tend to, in their 30s and 40s, because we go through a period called andropause, and it's similar to women in menopause. So it's where our hormones begin to shift and they begin to change. And with us, it's testosterone. Now, just about everything in our diet supply right now raises estrogen. Everything from bottled water, the BPAs in the bottled water, to all the plastics that we eat and drink out of, to our food supply, our water supply, and you know, not to mention we're not getting the right amount of proteins, we're not getting enough healthy fats. And so what can happen is it lowers our testosterone and raises estrogen, which is a big nightmare. And that's the last thing you want to deal with. So understanding that and coming up with a good game plan is the key. So libido will follow that. Now, there can be other factors, too, with low libido. If you've got bad relationships, toxic relationships, if you're under a lot of stress with work, then that can create some issues as well. So, I mean, you know, there are some things there that you might want to look at. But, yeah, that's a big challenge within itself. I definitely, when it comes down to the libido issue, there are supplements you can use for sure, and I think they work very well. Maca root is great. Tribulus is really good, too. Your zinc levels need to be at a certain peak, so you want to make sure you stay on your zinc levels. Don't get too much because you'll create a copper deficiency, and that can create a whole different can of worms. But, yeah, your zinc level is really important. And then also your weight training. I am a big fan of resistance weight training, minimum 3 days a week for guys. I think you need it. It doesn't have to be long. You can go just 20 minutes and elicit a really good response in the body for keeping your body in shape and keeping good muscle tone and that sort of thing. But it does need to be on a consistent basis. Studies have shown that for low libido, you deal with low testosterone. Just by doing some form of weight training like that, you'll boost testosterone, you'll boost growth hormone, and you'll make a huge difference in lean body mass and your libido. So, I mean, there you go. It makes a huge difference, but you just got to be willing to jump in and take the plunge with it. So that's where I would start as far as that goes. But, yeah, you don't want to just leave it. You don't want it to be stuck. You definitely want to make a pretty good advancement with it. And by starting on some of the supplements and keeping your fats at about 20 to 25% of your overall dietary component, that'll play a big role too. A lot of people aren't eating enough fats. They get too many carbohydrates, and that can cause testosterone levels to drop. So being a guy, there are a lot of great things you can do to raise the testosterone, but the mental stress, I'll tell you, is a big one. If the emotional and mental stress is not under control, libido is going to stay low. I don't care what you do on the lifestyle side, okay? 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can give me a call or go online at getwellradio.com. It's a show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That means that somehow, some way, we've lifestyled our way in. But the good news is, if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick many times, you can lifestyle your way out. Get well, stay well, and live well. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fair, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fair is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. You looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. So if you're a wine drinker, here's the deal. There's a new non-alcoholic red wine that might help lower your blood pressure. I know you're saying, well, what about the alcoholic red wine? Well, some say it's not as flavorful as the real thing, but drinking non-alcoholic red wine may help lower blood pressure in men that are at high risk for heart disease. So middle-aged men and older men who drink moderate amounts of de-alcoholized red wine daily for 4 weeks had drops in their systolic, which is the top number, and diastolic, that's the bottom number, in their blood pressure. This was done by Spanish researchers in the context of a healthy diet and healthy lifestyle. Daily consumption of the de-alcoholized red, it's a tough word right there, red wine can be helped prevent hypertension, they say. So lead study author Shilva Blanche at the Department of Internal Medicine Hospital in Barcelona said the study was published in the Journal of Circulation Research. Now, the non-alcoholic wine drinkers also showed increased levels of nitric oxide, which is a molecule in the blood that previous studies have linked with improving blood vessel health and lowering blood pressure. So while some studies have shown that moderate alcohol consumption lowers the risk of cardiovascular disease, others suggest red wine in particular is beneficial, possibly because it's rich in polyphenols, which are the antioxidants linked with lowering blood pressure. So though it's well documented that the binge and heavy drinking, of course, is bad for you, but they said the study compares the effects of red wine to the non-alcoholic red wine with identical composition, and they said the non-alcoholic was far better. So again, if you're considering drinking red wine, you can go for the non-alcoholic kind. And you know, the study in here is pretty solid on some of the research. So they said after an initial 2 week abstinent period, they were separated by three groups. So basically they took some time off just to see if the study was, you know, proved to work. And they said that the chances of stroke decreased by almost 20%. So Mayo Clinic cardiologist Dr. Sharon Hayes said the new research is a hypothesis-generating study that needs more investigation. So there you have it. But they said the problems with the methods of it, they said there was a washout period between the interventions that led them to believe that the investigation was not needed as much. So there's actually the evidence is quite strong. So high blood pressure is an important issue in women as well. And we know there are sex differences in response to alcohol intake, she said. But the authors of the study said that it looks promising. So, I mean, there you go. I mean, the bottom line is this. If you're the whole red wine being good for you, okay, lowering blood pressure, helping with cancer, I mean, there's a lot of different claims out there. The biggest one is cardiovascular health. And the resveratrol that's in the red wine is one of the top antioxidants that we have that can promote extreme cardiovascular health. So, I mean, we know without a shadow of a doubt that it's found in the dark red grapes, of course. And you can eat red grapes. I mean, those things are great for you. But we know the resveratrol is just fantastic. So that's definitely something to look into. But the non-alcoholic version, I think, is a lot better of a choice if you're going to do wine, just because the alcohol, even though people say, oh, it's not that big of a deal, it's a depressant to the body, very, very tough in the liver, and, you know, something you want to just be a little cautious of. So something to keep in mind. I just too much alcohol, definitely not a good thing, especially if you start drinking it every day. That's just something you don't want to do. Allison in Beaumont, Texas, said, I've been reading articles online about cholesterol. Some say eggs are good. Some say eggs are bad. What are your thoughts? Yeah, I mean, there's been some studies recently that really hammered eggs. It was not weeks ago, I think. But I can tell you this. New information put out by the American Heart Association says that 2 to 3 eggs every day is actually good for cardiovascular health. I think they said two. Two whole eggs every day is good for cardiovascular health. And it used to be eggs were just bad, but now they're realizing, of course, the great benefits of eggs and, of course, what they do. They're one of the most complete proteins we can have, and they make a huge difference in our overall health. So that's something to think about. The eggs are great. I wouldn't knock that. As far as cholesterol goes, if you're looking for natural ways to work with cholesterol, vitamin E is a really important one. And also, you've also got the red yeast rice. I mean, both of those have been great. But I mean, the vitamin E has been known and shown and proven, provided you're not on any other medicines that would contraindicate with that. But basically, that means mess it up. And, you know, they also know that the red yeast rice has got phenomenal research behind it, too. I mean, most of the statin drugs were basically prepared based on the research from red yeast rice. So we know it works, so you just want to get with somebody that can help you work it. A big thing is with supplements, especially when you're dealing with a certain medical diagnoses like high cholesterol, is that you do it yourself and you don't have any kind of supervision. Make sure to go see your doctor and make sure you, if they don't want to get on board with the whole natural thing, find another one who will. Plenty of them out there, that's for sure. So you might want to look into that because it does, Allison, make a difference when you're looking at cholesterol. But eggs are great. I mean, get back to your question, phenomenal. I think for overall health, I'm a big fan. I always promote them and talk about them. So great thing to do. 888-283-7272 lines are open with questions about your health. Go to getwellradio.com. You can send me an email if you'd like. I'll make it part of the show. And also, don't forget that our providers, we call them our wellness providers, they're around the country, and we're growing our network every day. You can go to getwellradio.com if you're looking for someone. We've got team members that can help you find them along the way to get the help that you need in your area. So don't forget that. They are there to help. You know, one thing I get so challenged with, I think, is people feel like they can't get well, feel like they can't get out from where they are. You've got the chain around your neck that says heart disease and diabetes and cholesterol and depression, and you feel like you're just stuck, like there's no way out. Let me tell you something. Don't ever lose hope. Realize that your best days really are still ahead, and that if you make changes in your life right now, you really can go to the next level. So if it's losing weight, whatever it is, know that if you just have the good common sense tools and you apply them, you can make a huge difference. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.